God bless everyone. Good to see everybody in the house of the Lord. Amen. We just want to welcome all the visitors here tonight. Amen. We just thank God for each and every one of you. And we'll just stand. We'll just sing that song, Bless the Lord, O My Soul. Amen. How many can say with an uplifted hand that you could praise Him with more than 10,000 reasons? Amen. Every day. Amen. More and more each day. And bless the Lord, O my soul. Oh, my soul, worship His holy name. Sing like never before. Oh, my soul, worships His holy name. The sun comes up. The sun comes up. It's a new day dawning. It's time to sing your song again. Whatever may pass and whatever lies before me, let me be singing when the evening comes. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Oh my soul, worship His holy name. Sing like never. Sing like never before. Oh my soul, worship His holy name. You're rich in love. You're rich in love, and you're slow to anger. Your name is great, and your heart is kind. For all your goodness, I will keep on singing. 10,000 reasons for my heart to find. And bless the Lord, oh my soul. Oh my soul, worship His holy name. I'll sing like never before. Oh my soul, worship Your holy name. And on that day, and on that day, Him my strength is gaining. The end draws near, and my time has come. Oh, soon my soul will sing Your praise unending. 10,000 years and then forevermore. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Hallelujah. Oh my soul, oh, worship His holy name. Sing like never before. Oh, worship Your holy name. And bless the Lord, and bless the Lord. My soul, oh my soul, worship His holy name. I'll sing like never before. Oh, my soul, worship His holy name. I will worship His holy name. I will worship His holy name. Amen. Give the Lord a round of applause, saints. Thank You, Lord. We give You glory, Father. Amen. Amen. I'm just thankful for the Lord tonight. Amen. Amen. Let's just sing that song. He looked beyond all my faults and He saw my needs. Amen. How many can say that you're glad of that tonight? Amen. He didn't give you what you deserve, but he gave you what he wanted to give you, the grace of God. Amen. Amen. Amazing grace shall always be my song of praise, for it was grace that sought my liberty. I do not know just why he came to love me so. He looked beyond all my faults and he saw my... Sing that again. Amazing grace. Yes, Lord. And amazing grace shall always be my song of praise. For it was grace that caught my liberty. Why he came to love me so. He looked beyond, Lord, oh, all my faults, and he saw my need. Sing with all your heart, I shall forever, and I shall forever. Of you, the praises start. Love you so much, Jesus. Love you so much, Lord. I love you. Oh, now, Lord, I love you. My soul, it sings.
in your presence, carried on your wings. Love you so much, Lord Jesus, Jesus. Love you so much. How my soul, Lord. Oh, and how my soul longs for you, longs to worship you forever. Of you, the praises start. Love you so much, Jesus. Love you so much. Amen. Give the round of applause, saints. Serve a living God, saints. Amen. Amen. Man, we didn't have any prayer requests that we know of, but how many with an uplifted hand would just say, Lord, I have need of you tonight. I want you to come down and do something for me tonight, Father. Amen. I just ask Brother Simon if you come lead us in a word of prayer, also for the tithes and the offerings.
Just bow our heads. Thank you, dearly Father, Lord Jesus. Lord, we love you, God. Grateful again, Lord, to come to your house, Lord, and Lord Jesus, Lord, we have a little special meeting here, Lord, on a Saturday night, God, Lord, yes. While the world's out partying, God, Lord, and running around, Lord, and having not their focus on you, God, Lord, yes. we want to direct all of our attention, God, Lord, within our hearts, Lord, and put our flesh under subjection, God, Lord, our spirit realm into subjection, yes, God, Lord, Lord Jesus, Lord, that we can receive, God, and go through all two of those veils, Lord, right to our heart, God, Lord, yes, where you Father. Dwell, Lord Jesus, Lord, and Lord, may just the word just be so edifying, God, that it feed you within us, God, Lord, and feel our hearts also, God, Lord Jesus, Lord, that we can just praise you, God, and glorify you, God, Lord, we always want to be abounding, Lord, and Lord, like our brother preached a couple weeks ago, Lord, we want to grow stronger and stronger in you, God, Lord Jesus, Lord, abounding more in the good works, Lord, and Lord Jesus, Lord, everything we can do, Lord, to serve you better, God, Lord, we just love you, Lord, help us, Lord, to love one another, Lord, and Lord, especially, Lord, to love our enemies, God, Lord, and Lord, the ones you're going to rise up, Lord, against us, God, Lord, may we just display all the agape love, Lord, we need, God, yes, Lord, and Lord Jesus, Lord, bless the tithes and offerings, Lord, and Lord, we thank you for our pastor, God, Lord, Lord, just lead and guide him, God, and Lord, just be with our brother, God, as he brings this word, God, Lord Jesus, yes. Lord, Lord, direct his lips, God, we just love you so much, Lord. We ask all these things in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Let's just sing that song, Lord, I lift your name on high. Lord, I love to sing your praises. Amen. Amen.
Lord. to sing your praises. I'm so glad you're in my life. I'm so glad you came to save us. You came from heaven to earth to show the way from the earth to the cross, my debt to pay, from the cross to the grave, from the grave to the sky. Lord, I lift your name on high. Lord, I lift your name on high. Lord, I lift your name on high. Lord, I love to sing your praises. Lord, I love to sing your praises. I'm so glad you're in my life. I'm so glad you're in my life. I'm so glad you came to save us. You came from heaven to earth to show the way from the earth to the cross, my debt to pay, from the cross to the grave, from the grave to the sky. Lord, I lift your name on. You came from heaven, Jesus. You came from heaven to earth to show the way from the earth to the cross, my debt to pay, from the cross to the grave, from the grave to the sky. Lord, I lift your name up. You came from heaven, Lord. You came from heaven to earth to show the way from the earth to the cross, my debt to pay, from the cross to the grave, from the grave to the sky. Lord, I lift your name on high. Amen. Give him a round of applause, saints. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Let's just sing a song. We're together again, just praising the Lord. Why don't you greet your neighbor? Tell him that you love him. Amen. We're together again, just praising the Lord. We're together again in one accord. Something good is going to happen. Something good is in store. We're together again, just praising the Lord. We're together. We're together again, just praising the Lord. One accord. Something good is going to happen. Something good is in store. We're together again, just praising the Lord. We're together again, just praising the Lord. We're together again, we're in one accord. Something good's gonna happen. Something good is in store. We're together again, just praising the Lord. Oh, we're together again, just praising the Lord. We're together again, we're in one accord. Something good is going to happen. Something good is in store. We're together again, just praising the Lord. One more time. Oh, we're together again, just praising the Lord. We're together again, in one accord. store. We're together again, just praising the Lord. One more time. Oh, we're together again, just praising the Lord. Oh, together again, we're in one accord. Something good's going to happen. Something good is in store. We're together again, just praising the Lord. Amen. Give the Lord a round of applause, saints. We'll just sing that song, What Can Wash Away My Sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus Christ. Amen. It's the same message that's always been there. Amen. Calvary. What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. And oh, precious is that flow that makes me white as snow. Nothing but the blood Jesus. For my pardon this time, hallelujah. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Well now, for my cleansing this my plea, nothing but the blood of Jesus. I'm singing, is that makes me white as snow. No other found I know. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. And nothing can for sin atone. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. Well, not of, yes, Lord. Oh, no, nothing but the blood of Jesus. I'm singing, oh, precious is that flow that makes me white and now this is all my hope. Yes, Lord. Oh, nothing but the blood of Jesus. And this is all my righteousness. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. I'm singing, oh, precious is that flow that why? Oh, there's no other found I know. Oh, nothing but the blood of Jesus. And now by how many overcomers today? Oh, yes, nothing but the blood of Jesus. Can't wait. And now by this I'll reach my home. Nothing but the of Jesus. And oh, precious is that flow that makes me white as snow. And no other found I know. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Glory, glory, thus I sing. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. All my praise for this I bring. Nothing but the blood. I'm singing, oh, precious is that flow that makes me white as snow. No other found I know, nothing but the blood of Jesus. I'm singing, oh, precious is that flow, that white as snow. No other found I know, nothing but the blood. One more time. I'm singing, oh, precious is that flow, that, yes, Lord, oh, no other found I know, nothing but the blood of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah, Lord. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Glory to your name, Lord. Let's just sing that song, Something in My Heart Like a Stream Running Down. Amen. How many can say that since you made Christ your Savior, as He's filled you with the Holy Ghost, that you can say that that's true. Amen. Amen. Something in my heart like a stream running down makes me feel so happy as can be. 'Cause when I think of Jesus and what He's done for me, gives me something more than gold in my soul. Yes, there's something. Sing that again, saints. Oh, yes, there's something in my heart like a stream. It makes me feel so happy as can be. 'Cause when I think of Jesus and what He's done for me, gives me something more than gold in my soul. Yes, there's something more. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Yes, there's something more than gold. Oh, yes. Something more than gold in my soul. Yes, there's something more than something in my heart. With something in my heart like a stream. Well, it makes me feel so happy as happy. Oh, yes, and when I think of Jesus and what He's done for me, gives me something more than gold in my soul. Yes, there's something more than gold. Sing it out. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Yes, there's something more than gold. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Yes, there's something more than gold in my soul. Yes, there's something more. One more time. Something in. Well, something in my heart like a stream. Well, it makes me feel so happy.
love God? Amen. Praise God. Maybe see you just for a moment. We'd just like to thank God, amen, for being a great Savior, amen?
Amen.
God gave us an opportunity to have a Saturday night service. We might as well enjoy one another, enjoy the presence of God, and just really make God feel welcome this evening, amen? We've had quite a blessing already this weekend, amen. We've had Brother Brooks, he's made it in, and by the grace of God, we're looking forward to hearing the Word of God tonight. And yet, we'd just like to pause and say, God bless to all the special guests, amen, that have come this this evening, amen. I've got my mother-in-law's made it in from Pennsylvania, praise God. She's a fine servant of the Lord, amen. It's good to see the Brady's made it in from Pennsylvania as well, amen. They've been very kind to my family already. They are amazing saints as well, amen. So thank God for them, and also thank God for everyone else able to make it out. And some are guests, and some, Sister Wendy, she's really not a guest, but we always just say it's good to have her, amen. But yet, we just want to enjoy, like I said, one another, and just enjoy the presence of God tonight, amen. You know, one thing for certain, if God allows the natural rain to fall in the house of God, how much more should the spiritual rain fall down? Amen. Praise God. So we just want to just really cry out to the Lord tonight. Amen. Just how many have a need that they'd like to, you know, you say, Lord, I have a need of Thee tonight. Amen. If God, if that deep is there and that deep is calling out, there's the deep to respond. Amen. So we just want to be in expectation this evening, amen? And by the grace of God, we want to give Brother Brooks ample time. He'll probably sing a song or so. So we just want to allow him to come forth and do whatever's on his heart and have his liberty, amen? So by the grace of God, we had some wonderful fellowship catching up with him today, amen? It's been a while since we've had him. So just a real blessing. So we thank God for that. And we thank God that God has allowed everyone just to press on into the house of God on a Saturday night. Amen. Enough rain out there to blow your roll your car away, but by the grace of God, we pushed right through it, didn't we? Amen. So thank God we found election tonight to be in the house of God.
Amen.
So we might as well make good of it. Amen. But yet, we just want to perhaps we'll sing a song, and then we'll get right into letting Brother Brooks come out if he feels free to come out whenever he feels led. And find the song I want to sing here. Let's sing that song, When We All Get to Heaven, brother. You know, I feel like I can get up here and I can look out and I can say, When We All Get to Heaven. Amen, because this is bride country, amen. The bride of Jesus Christ is right here, amen. I ain't saying it ain't nowhere else, but by the grace of God, we got some real bride in here tonight. Cream of the crop, amen. So we're going to sing this song. Sing the wondrous love. Try this. Sing the wondrous love of Jesus. Sing His mercy and His grace. Oh, in the mansions bright and blessed, He'll prepare for us a place. Oh, when we all, oh, get to heaven. What a day of rejoicing that will be when we all see Jesus. We'll sing and shout the victory. And while we walk the pilgrim pathway, clouds will overspread the sky. But when traveling days
Amen. Greetings in the name of the Lord Jesus. Amen. Glad to be here by the grace of God. Amen. Surely God is still in the miracle of business. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. It was raining and all kinds of water, I guess, was coming in, and God just sealed it up and whatever. He did it. So we thank God for that. Amen. And yes, it was Pastor and Brother Dave and I, we came by, saw those drippings, and amen, the devil would love to have it flooded. It'll be flooded, all right, but with the Holy Ghost. Amen. You love the Lord? We're just going to sing one song, kind of a combination, and then we'll get right into the Word of God. Amen. I love Jesus. He's my Savior. In times of trouble, He's my shelter. Wherever He leads me, I will follow. I love Jesus, and He loves me. I love Jesus. He's my Savior. In times of trouble, He's my shelter. Wherever He leads me, I will follow. I love Jesus, and He loves me. Oh, bless that wonderful name of Jesus. Bless that wonderful name of Jesus. Bless that wonderful name of Jesus. Oh, no other name I know. Oh, there's healing in the name of Jesus. Healing in the name of Jesus. There's healing in the name of Jesus. No other name I know. Jesus, Jesus, no other name under heaven can save us. Jesus, Jesus, no other name I know. Oh, Jesus, Jesus, no other name under heaven can save us. Jesus, Jesus, no other name I know. What's God's name? What's God's name? What's God's name? What's God's name? There's healing in the name. Salvation in the name. There's power in the name. There's healing in the name. Oh, Jesus, Jesus. No other name under heaven can save us. Jesus, Jesus. No other name I know. The name. You love the Lord. Hallelujah. As we stand, we're going to ask that you go to the scriptures with us here tonight. We appreciate our Brother Cam for having us here. And we've been having a great fellowship thus far. Glad to see my brothers and my sisters and my friends. Amen. 1 Corinthians. You want to go to 1 Corinthians, the 6th chapter, please. We'll start reading at the ninth verse. And from there, we'll go to Proverbs 23 and 7. 1 Corinthians 6 and 9. It reads, "Know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Be not deceived, neither fornicator, nor idolater, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, nor abusers of themselves with mankind, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners shall enter the kingdom of God." And such were some of you. Now, I want you to really take note. He said, such were, not is. Such were some of you. But ye are washed. But ye are sanctified. But ye are justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God. Let's read that 11th verse again before we go to Proverbs. "And such were some of you, but ye are washed, but ye are sanctified." He didn't say you shall be. He said, ye are. "But ye are justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God." Proverbs 23. Oh, I tell my church, and I'm going to tell you tonight, if you're not in joy, and if you don't have joy, you are not in the presence. The Bible says, in the presence of the Lord, there is fullness of joy. Hello? Did y'all hear what I said? I look at the people of God and what we claim to be. It's more than what it seems to be. And I find that we have allowed the world to have more so-called joy than the believer. And I think that's quite strange for our day to be an individual without joy. Without joy, that means you haven't been with him for a while. Now, I want you to turn with me to Proverbs 23 and 7, and we're going to just read, really, the first portion is where we're working with. Proverbs 23 and 7, "For as he thinketh in his heart, so is he." Let us pray. Father God, we come before you, Lord, and we thank you for your grace. We thank you for your amazing grace, Lord, because without you, Lord, we don't know where we would be. But Lord, you're good to us, and you've been better to us than we have been to ourselves. And we pray here tonight that you break and destroy every yoke of the enemy, Lord, and set the captive free. We ask these things in Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. We'd like to entitle this message, Power in Thought. If there was a subtopic, it would be Meditate on the Word of the Lord. You may be seated. What inspired me in this message was a few things, but one of the things I thought about was that how the prophet of God was talking about how that we would be translated. Now, I don't know about you, but I'm already translated. But I'm looking for the change of my body. Now, when God gave me the Holy Ghost, He released me from being earthbound. Brother Branham talks about it in the countdown, how that all the ages before us were earthbound. Pentecostals, amen, were able to go up into the atmosphere, but when it came to the astronauts, they broke the atmosphere. They went through the sound barrier, and they literally, amen, plunged themselves into what we call eternity. Now, I want to read something quickly, so I want you to understand where I'm going. Well, I'm working with thought right now. Just, I want you to understand that your thoughts means a lot right now. You know, Brother Branham goes on and talk about how that your thoughts literally is heard greater in heaven than in on earth. And see, one thing about thoughts is you can think one thing and say another. Or you can say something and hope and wish you had thought another. But my point is, and you'll see it in just a moment, thoughts. I don't want to go too fast. But amen, in the true Easter seal, and I'm just going to read a portion of it, he's talking about the solar system, talking about all of the things that God had done and is doing. And he goes on to say, he says, now think, 120 million years of light space. How many miles that would be to be broke down, see? But yet heaven is so many billions and billions and billions of light years beyond that. Till it's not even thought of. How would we get there? It's the travel. It'll be like the mind. It's so fast. It'll be faster. If you could think of heaven, that's how quick you'll be there. Jesus, after he was resurrected, came right through the wall, right through the doors, and stood and eat boiled fish and honeycomb. Hallelujah. And he said, speed. No sooner than life has come out of this body, we'll be in the presence of God yonder. We only know as feet and inches and yards and miles and so forth. We're in this earthbound system. But when we leave here, he says, brother, oh my, what a time. And he goes on and he says, now think. He said, but that thought will be faster than your thought. And so I looked that up on the internet and I thought about the speed of thought. And the speed of thought, they said just to think about it, to process it, was about 400 milliseconds. But the true speed is between 400 and 750 milliseconds for a thought. Now, it's so fast, how many times you open your mouth and said, I didn't mean to say it. But your thought came through before you could even process it. It is so fast. Paul could only say in a twinkling of an eye. That was the only thing that he could relate to the speed that would take us to get to heaven. Now, I'm going to work with something here tonight because a lot of us, amen, we may not even understand it. But see, what reason why the Holy Spirit don't fall on us oftentimes is because God knows your thoughts. You may be in this church looking like you're being attentive and you're hearing, but your thoughts could be a million miles away. You travel by your thoughts. Is that right? You travel by your thoughts. You can literally be right here and you can take your thoughts, amen, can travel all the way back home, walk the kitchen floor, right? And you're sitting right here. You hear what I'm saying? So you
can, your thought has a power to it. You say, brother, I don't know about that. Think about it. I want to say it like this before I go too far. We are now experiencing the thoughts of God. Before God spoke, he thought. The thought was first, then the spoken word. Hallelujah. Y'all hear what I'm saying? So I want you to understand how powerful your thoughts is. That's why the prophet of God calls us little creators. Because if we think according to his thoughts, the ability to manifest it is within your tongue. The Bible said life and death is in the tongue.
The Bible also tells us that as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. Thoughts. So I want you to understand it's so powerful. It's faster than light. It travels, amen, to the past as well as the future. Hello? You say, explain that. When the prophet of God stood there ministering, the thoughts of God he channeled into, and he was able to go in the past. Hello? He was there because he caught God's thought, and he traveled with that thought. He said, I saw you when you was a little girl. You see what I'm saying? It's the power. Because you got to understand, thoughts never, the word in itself never dies. They say scientists can literally pick up the voice of God. Hello, somebody. They got instruments that can literally pick up the voice of Jesus when he was preaching. Why? Because it never dies. Now we look and it says, listen, I want you to understand that thoughts are so powerful. If you can catch the thought of God, you can travel like John. Hallelujah! John was on the Isle of Patmos, but John traveled by thought in a split moment. Thousands of years into the future, he saw the bloody lamb. He saw the risen one. He saw the lion of the tribe of Judah. He saw you and I. And yet, he was still on the Isle of Patmos. Thoughts. The power of thoughts. You and I, that's why God said, let this mind be in you. See, because God's thoughts are unlimited. The prophet God goes on to say, look at man. Is he not a little creator? Hello? See, because I want you to understand, God created the world, but man created that bench you're sitting on. Hello, somebody? Why? Somebody thought about it. Oh, come on, somebody. It's a reality. If a thought, if you say, well, what do you mean? If you allow, amen, God's thought. See, that's why the word of God said you don't have a thought coming. Because God has already thought for you. Hallelujah. See, you got to realize by the grace of God. That's why Jesus stood still and he said, I can't do nothing except the Father show me. And when he came to fight the devil, he did not use his own thoughts, but he said, it is written. He took the thought of God to combat the devil. Come on, somebody. That's why the Bible said, no weapon formed against you shall prosper. Hallelujah. When Satan looked like he wanted to get the best of you, don't rely on your thoughts. Let your thought connect with his thought, and you'll see some action. You see, that's why meditating on the word is so important, which is something that us Christians rarely do. We rarely have time to even read the thoughts of God. This Bible is God's thoughts. Before it was placed on paper, were always there. But God designed men like prophets who were able and designed to catch the thought of God and put it on paper. Moses was an instrument that God used, amen, to catch his thoughts. And by that, Moses was able to write on paper. Hello, somebody. The beginning, which was Genesis. Hey, come on, somebody. I'm trying to tell you that you are more, you're greater than what you think you are. God has put something in you that you must recognize. Let me put it this way so you'll know. Most of us adults, we recognize one thing now in our lives. Is that your father and your mother is either is living in you. You say, well, what do you mean, Brother Brooks? You could have come up as a child and said, you know, I just trust that I don't have any of my daddy's ways or my mother's ways. And at that time, when you're young, you can't see it. But all of a sudden, amen, as you mature, something you do or something you say reminds you of your mother and your father. Come on, somebody. You may not like it, but it's your generics, your gene that makes you who you are. One of the hardest things for a real Christian to recognize is the father gene. Y'all hear what I'm saying? Somewhere in your maturity, you're going to recognize that the father's in you and you are in the father. By the way you act, by the way you talk, by the way you walk, amen, he's in us and we are in him. Y'all hear what I'm saying? Now, we look at this thing, and because Acts 17 says 27, for in him we live and move and have our being, as the certain also of your own poets have said, for we are also his offspring. And I use that scripture. I love that because the Bible didn't say we was the spring. It said we were the offspring. Hello, somebody. There's a real spring, but we're just the offspring of the spring. Right? I'm not my daddy, but I'm the offspring of my daddy. Hallelujah. Come on, somebody. Amen. Made out of the same seed, but ordained to do a different work. So let me move on. I'm saying this because you got to recognize the thoughts. Brother Branham said that God thought, I'd like to have a family. Hello? And so now you and I are experiencing, and whether you realize it or not, but you and I are supposed to be enjoying being a part of God's family. Y'all hear what I'm saying? And you and I are supposed to be pulling those thoughts into us. Amen. Saturating ourselves with his word, because his word is his thought. His thoughts are what he thinks of you. Oh, my. Listen, sometimes God just has to constantly try to convince us. I'm not going to be long, so you better ride this train while I'm up here. Now, listen, we fail to see. Oftentimes, our thoughts, let me put it this way. You are either free in your mind or you're in prison. And nothing can bind you like your thoughts. And nothing can free you like your thoughts. Now, let me give you an example. Remember the slave boy? Brother Branham talks about him, how he was working and everything else and doing so well. This man came by and wanted to buy him. Said, well, why is this boy, why is he the same way? Why is he different from the others? He said, because I had to find out. Listen, I didn't know it first myself. But he said, listen, though this boy was in chains, though he was a slave, in his mind he was still free. Y'all hear what I'm saying? He worked like he was free. So he said, I had to find out what made him different.
I don't feed him different. I don't treat him different. He said, but I find out that over in the mother's land, his daddy is a king. And so therefore, he conducts himself as a son of a king. Y'all hear what I'm saying? And though we be in prison, amen, to this old flesh, you and I must conduct ourselves as a son of a king. We must, in our hearts and our mind, I'm not talking about this. God has to convince us sometimes. He went to Gideon and said, thou mighty man of valor. And Gideon in his mind was weak. He wasn't mighty. Didn't think much of himself. He was a loser. Hello? In his mind, he was a loser. But in God's mind, come on, somebody. Don't look at Gideon like he was the only loser. If you cannot believe that you're more than a conqueror, you're just a Gideon right here that needs to be convinced that you're more than a conqueror. Don't blame your failures on God. Your failures come by what's in your mind. And I'm not talking about your head mind. I'm talking about your heart's mind. Here it was, because I want you to understand, Brother Branham preached the message, the greatest battle ever fought. He said that's where God placed the battle in this day. And some of us, amen, we don't want the battle, but that's important. The battle is in your head there, amen, because that's the age we're living in. Hello? We're living in what day? You say, oh, Brother Bruce, no. The prophet's age is gone. We're living in the mind age. We're living in the head age. We're living in the brain age. That's why we stress, let this mind. See, because we're in above this, where everything is happening. People say, well, ain't nothing happening above the eyes. I beg your pardon. There are explosions going on in your mind all the time. Once those explosions stop, you're dead. So we're here because now God has taken a bride who will walk like him, talk like him, act like him, do everything like him. You'll never be able to do it without his mind. Every age may have come up short somewhat, amen, not knowing the full thoughts of God's mind. Amen. But we had a prophet who caught the thoughts of God and brought it back to us that we might catch those thoughts and live by them. Oh, God, help me. You see, what it is, we're looking at situations, and we forget that we're the ambassadors of God. You know what an ambassador is? It's a representative of a country that may go to another land but gets full authority from the country from which he came from. Full backing. Right? In other words, wherever you go and what decision you make, we're fully behind you. Oh, my God. Amen. So it's up to us. Amen. That we might see what God is doing with us. Let me move on. See, your thoughts are so powerful. You can create a world of illusion. And so many people believe they got the Holy Ghost and they don't. There is nothing to even show that they got it. No kind of a life at all. Because they have allowed, they've created this. You say it's not possible? Remember the young lady. Amen, who had fallen. And she was insane. And Brother Branham goes to her. And she was, I believe, a preacher's daughter. And what had happened is that she fell in love with this boy. But this boy didn't love her. And he tricked her to losing her virginity. But in her mind, she kept on believing that he loved her. But instead of marrying her, he married another girl. Hallelujah. Brother Branham comes along and through the discernment, he picks up on it. And he showed how that in her mind, she had created this world. Amen. That this God loved. Oh, I know so-and-so loved me. I know so-and-so loved me. And he didn't. And Brother Adam said, wake up. Get up out of this thing. If that boy loved you, he would have married you. The words, the thoughts of the prophet woke her up. Come on, somebody. And there are so many people who are now in illusions. Worlds that you have created by your own thinking. And you are imprisoned to those thoughts. And only the word of God can break you out of that prison house. Only the reality of the word can release you from your own thoughts. Oh, come on, somebody. Why is it so hard for some people to forgive themselves? Because they have taken the thoughts, their thoughts, and they have exalted their thoughts above the word. Come on, somebody. And the Bible says, amen, cast down every evil imagination. Bring it down, hallelujah. Place it under your feet, amen. Hallelujah. Bring every thought that's not according to the word of God. Put it under your feet. Why Christians who used to be some type of pervert, whether it be man or woman, still struggles with it? It's not the word. It's your thoughts. It's what you think of you. Hello, somebody. It's what you think of you, but it's not what God thinks of you. He said, you have been washed. You have been sanctified. You have been justified. Come on, somebody. So you've got to allow your thoughts to connect with God's thoughts in order to be free. Gideon, thy mighty man of valor. Let's go back there. Because Gideon didn't think much of himself. Right? Did he not? I got something I really want to say here. Gideon didn't think much of himself, so he's constantly saying, Lord, convince me. And that's what we do. God has called us bride, and we're still saying, Lord, convince me. What must God continue to do for you to convince you? He whom God calls, the Bible said, he justifies him. Right? He calls you, he justifies you, he glorifies you. Right? Now listen, if God called you, that means, amen, he will complete the work. It's not about you. It's about what he has already done. People of God, if we can catch his thoughts, you see, that's what meditation is all about. You see, if you can meditate on the word, remember the little story? Brother Branham said there was a little boy who was a country boy. He'd never seen a mirror before. And I think he went to his mother's house, grandmother's house, or whoever it was, and they had a mirror on the door. And he began to, I love this, he began to ascend up the stairs. Come on. He began to ascend, going up. See, as you go up, the image that God wants you to see will become more clearer. Right? And so as he climbs up, he looks into the mirror, he waves at the mirror waves. He, you know, does things that just, and then he turns around and says, Mama, that's me. Brother Brown said, you got to look in the word and say, that's me. You see, it's your, this word of God, the thoughts of God's word is you. Let me make this. I got some things I thought I had written down. Let me say it like this. You are today where your thoughts have brought you. Come on. Whatever you think of yourself is what you are. It's your thoughts. Not God's. Because God has already declared to you what he thinks about you. Am I making sense? If you can convince a man, call it hypnosis, whatever you want to, and if you hypnotize somebody, what you mess with their mind, their spirit mind. You can make them act like a monkey. All you got to say is, you are a monkey. And in there, they go. Right? Why? Because you have won, you've gotten into that channel of their mind to make them think that's what they are. And if some fake witch or medium can do that, what about the Holy Ghost? You got to surrender your thoughts to God. That's your problem. That's all of our problems. Right? You are today where your thoughts have brought you, and you are tomorrow where your thoughts will carry you. Hello, somebody. If you continue to let your thoughts control you, you're going nowhere but under. Hello, somebody. I'm telling you. The thing that the devil attacked was Eve's thoughts. He made Eve exalt those thoughts that he told her above God's thoughts. God had already positioned and placed Eve. He had already told her who she was. She knew where her position was. And here the devil comes. It says, but by science, you can be more than that. See, so science, amen, listen, there will be nothing like this in heaven. It's nothing man-made to be there. Y'all hear what I'm saying? Everything there will be what God will make. Amen. Now, I want you to understand here. Here God comes along. You say, well, what about thoughts? Let me pause right here again. Do you know this country is here because some crazy man believed it was? If you don't believe in heaven, you won't get there. Your thoughts got to put you there. Hallelujah. If you don't believe in heaven, you won't go there. There is a heaven because God said so. And every word of God has been previously God's thoughts. And now we're experiencing, manifesting his thoughts. Now, like I said, Christopher Columbus sailed across the blue seas because he believed there was a land beyond the sea. And his thoughts were so powerful, it connected him to a land that existed. Woo! Come on, somebody. So you say, what do you mean? Because that's why God says, amen, to those who can keep their mind stead on me, I will grant them perfect peace. Why? Because as long as we hide within the word, hide within the thoughts of God, amen, we are sheltered. Amen. That's what James said. Amen. Negative words comes from negative thoughts. If you produce a negative atmosphere by your thoughts, how do you do that? By speaking negative. And that negativity is so powerful. It literally produces an atmosphere. Hello, somebody. It is. That's why sometimes people, they can sense that atmosphere and they'll bypass you because they don't want to experience the negative. They want something positive. Hello, somebody. You say, oh, brother, what are you saying? It is what it is. So that negativity, listen, you can tell the child, I hear people say, oh, you just act to their children. You're just acting so silly. I don't like that. And everybody does it. I've heard my wife do it. Don't tell her I said that. But it's true. It's something. And don't you know that spirit of silliness will get on them? You ought to look that word up. That spirit will get on them. That's not a blessing, calling somebody silly. I don't care if it's a child. You know, I've heard people say, come here, you little monkey. You're going to call your child a monkey? I heard somebody said, oh, my, I ain't got nothing, little demon. Come here, little demon. Yeah, worldly people calling their children demons. What do you think will happen to those children? They're literally creating in their children.
Let me put it this way so you better understand me. That's why when those prophets of old gathered their children, it was important for Jacob to get his father's blessings. Because they knew that whatever he said that blessed them would bless them, and whatever he said would curse them would curse them, because he was a true son of God. Y'all hear what I'm saying? So my point is, before you say something, try your best, yielding to God's Holy Spirit, and check your motive and your objective. Because Romans says, 12 and 14, bless them which persecute you. Bless and curse not. Huh? No, I got a right. You don't have a right if you're a Christian. None. You forfeited all your rights. You can't do what you want to do. Hello? Oh, they say, oh, the pastor, the preacher, he got to walk a life of circumcision. You must walk a life of circumcision. Hello, somebody. I maybe this is not a jump and shout, amen, message, but I'm trying to get something over to you. When we look at this thing, you say, well, Brother Brooks, the prophet of God comes along and says, you know, when we come into this world, we had a spirit of amnesia. Working with the mind. We just forgot who we were. And he goes on and he talks about how the soldier was in a battle and he was stricken with amnesia and is on his train on the way back home. Is that all right? And he comes along and all of a sudden the train stops and he's looking out of the window and something strikes him. And he begins to walk. Now this is the message now. I'm preaching the message. He began to walk. And he follows this little trail, this little winding trail. All of a sudden, the trail, amen, begins to ascend. And on the top of the hill was his little house, amen. And Brother Brown said his daddy saw him coming. He opened the door, swung the door open, ran to his son, grabbed him, and he said, I knew you would return. Now, my point about this is this. God, when he spoke you, he saw, amen, the condition you would be in. But in this last age, he understood because of the battles throughout all history, amen, we would be stricken with amnesia. So he sent a message, a window of heaven, hallelujah, that we can look into and begin to see things that are becoming more familiar to us. And as it becomes more familiar, hallelujah, the closer God gets to us. What was he saying? As we climb that hill, and there is a hill to climb. As you climb the hill, your father will be waiting at the top of the hill. Is that all right? Listen, Hebrews 3 and 4 says, for every house is built by some man. But he that built all things is God. Is that all right? Now let me go on to this. Paul, according to Philippians 3:7, he said, but what things were gained to me, those I count loss. Why did he say that? He was ambitious about the work of the Lord. And he was willing, by the grace of God, to surrender all. Listen, you can't make it until you surrender all. Hello? And I don't mean just your body. I mean your thoughts. Everything that you think. Paul says, listen, I got to get rid of this. I got to get rid of all that I've been taught. Hallelujah. Now, he was taught the word of God, but he was taught the word of God according to the thoughts of men. He graduated under Gamaliel.
But Gamaliel, amen, had the thoughts of a theologian and not the thought of God. Y'all hear what I'm saying? So Paul said, I've got to get rid of all of this that I thought I knew, that I might know him. How are you going to know him? Know him, knowledge, understanding what his thoughts are concerning me. Listen. The Lord had to show Paul something that he didn't even show the others. Because you would never find Jesus talking about seven church ages. And here comes this Jesus, amen, and he's talking to Paul in such a way that he didn't even talk to his own 12 or 11. Hallelujah. And Paul is catching the thoughts of God and putting them down on paper. Or the scribes are writing them out. And Peter catches a letter and he says, oh my God. Some of these things that Paul is saying are hard to be understood. Hallelujah. But listen, he never wrestled with it. Because he understood who Paul was. Oh, come on, somebody. Now, I want you to realize by the grace of God, amen, that we are living in a time. And let me say it like this. If you think you can be free, you can be free. But if you can't release those thoughts in your mind of being free, you're like Johnny Crow. You're already free, but you don't know it. Huh? Already free. Oh, God, I'm having such a hard time in my flesh. What are you talking about? Your flesh is supposed to be dead. Y'all hear what I'm saying? Your flesh, it's your thoughts that is triggering your flesh. Hallelujah. If your thoughts are correct, your flesh will lay dormant. Y'all hear what I'm saying? Eve never would have had problems had she not listened to the devil's thoughts, and neither would you. You would never have problems in your flesh if you wouldn't listen to the devil. Y'all hear what I'm saying? It is because we listen to him, he activates or resurrects the flesh. Come on, somebody. That's the only part of you that's not redeemed. Your soul and your spirit is redeemed. But if that devil can anoint your spirit, he can get your flesh to acting like the old man. Hallelujah. Is that all right? 2 Thessalonians says 3:5, and the Lord directs your heart into the love of God and into the patient waiting for Christ. The Lord, let him direct your heart. You know what he's working with? Your thoughts. You don't think with your brain. You don't think with your brain. Your brain is just a piece of material. There's a spirit behind that. Right? Let's put it this way. A computer will not work unless it's got a battery or some kind of spirit called electricity. It of no value without the life of it being there. Come on, somebody. So you think with your mind or you see with your mind. Oh, come on, somebody. Y'all got to realize this. You see with your mind. Say what? Yeah. That's why you misunderstand sometimes. You can call good evil and evil good. Your eyes can see one thing and your mind will register evil. Hello, somebody. You can see. Oh, come on, somebody. How many times you've seen people do things and you misjudged them, thought they were doing something else? It's because your mind interpreted their action. Your eyes saw it correctly, but your mind interpreted whatever it wanted you to think. You thought it. It became evil because of a judgment that you gave unto your brother and sister. Y'all hear what I'm saying? The power of thought. Let me put it this way. If you continue to call a child stupid,
You think they're going to be stupid? If you call them slow, you slow. You're just too slow. It will increase because your words are spirits. Hello, somebody. Every word, that's why you and I be judged by the words we speak. Every idle word will be judged because you are a little creator. And sometimes we speak contrary to the word of God. And when we do that, we become an enemy. You understand me? Because now your words is going to stop or going to try to stop the word of God that's going out. But you see, the word of God prevails over everything. Hallelujah. Now you say thoughts can't be that powerful. It is. Because Lucifer thought, I will ascend above the stars of God. He thought it, he spoke it, it happened. Hello, somebody. And if the devil, not being a creator, by his thoughts can pervert it, hallelujah, what about yours? Hallelujah. Amen. I forgot that boxer, what his name was. Was it Cactus Clay or whatever? I forgot one. But he would go up to his opponent and tell him, I'm going to whip you. Muhammad Ali, I'm better than you. 1,000 times over. What was he doing? Pushing his thoughts into that individual mind. And all he needed to do was hit him one time to convince him. He done already built the platform. And all he got to do now is just hit him one time to convince him. Boom. Right now he's shook. He's shaking this guy's foundation. Hallelujah! That's what the devil do to you and I. He constantly whips ring in your ears. You ain't nothing. You're not a backslider. You're a hypocrite. Right? And just as sure as he can get to punch you to make you trip just a little bit, boom, he got you. And you say, oh my goodness, you're right. And you took his thought over God's thought. Ooh, come on, somebody. The bride of Christ, we didn't know it, what justification was, until a prophet in our day caught his thoughts and said, amen, you're justified, as though you never sinned in the first place. You are a virtuous, clean bride. Hallelujah. You say, Brother Brooks, how is it going to happen? I don't know. And how come you believe it? Because God said so. We were talking with Brother Cam, and he was talking about how Abraham had to wait 25 years. You know how Brother Adam said, how are you going to know you're going to have a baby? Because God said so. And the longer I wait for it, the greater the miracle. Hallelujah. Listen, people. In your patience, possess ye your souls. Let me hear. Can I say it like this? Because I know we're struggling. I know some of us, amen, we have these battles, amen. You know, you can't even see how you've really been saved and changed. Because the Bible says you are a new creation. How many of you can really see that? Huh? A new creature in Christ. All things have passed away. And behold, all things have come new. Listen, it must happen if it hasn't happened. Y'all hear what I'm saying? Because the word of God will not come back void. But if you can align yourself up with that word, you become that word. Right? That's what soldiers do. That's how they train you. You're the Marines. You're better than the Army. You're better than the Navy. You're better than the whatever. You know, they drill them and drill them and drill them. All of a sudden, that Marine rolls his shoulder back. Amen. He fights harder because he's been convinced. Right? That's why Gideon won the battle. God convinced him by his word, by his thoughts, amen, that he was a mighty man of valor. And once he received that word, he became a mighty man of valor. See, God's word is creative for us here. We are a creation, and it's creating you now.
But you've got to receive the word so it can create. It's here to create. I accept it, Lord. I believe it, Lord. Amen. How is it going to happen? I'm not a scientist, so why do I care? All I know, he said it, and that's it. Oh, Lord, I hope you're being blessed here tonight. Amen. That's why the psalmist says, according to Psalms 1:2, he said, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and his law doth he meditate day and night. See, it's a feeding. It's a feeding. It's you and God, amen, feeding and meditating, meditating. Y'all, anybody in here has spent one day with God? Let's just say one day. All you did was fasted, prayed, or you prayed and just listened to music or read your Bible, and man, you charged up. And there ain't nothing like that charge, right? You feel like you could whip the devil anywhere, right? Because whatever you read and whatever you heard, you believed it, right? I'm going to say this again. If you are weak, it's only because you have chosen to be weak. Now, if you're a Christian, come on, somebody's trying. If you are weak, you have chosen to be weak. You say, well, I've got so many things going on. See, Samson wasn't always weak. Samson chose to be weak. He made bad choices because of his thoughts and his desires, which were not in line with God's thoughts and desires. Hello? But when he cried out, oh, Lord, once more, what was he saying? Place me back into your thoughts of what you think of me and what I come to do. Hallelujah to God. Oh, I hope you're getting this evening. Now, we look at this. Amen. Because, listen, you say, well, brother, that's what people don't understand. Let me say something to you. 1 Corinthians 1:21 says, for after that, in the wisdom of God, the word by wisdom knew, the world by wisdom knew not God. Talking about worldly wisdom. It pleased God by the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe. And we fail to see it. God's creative ability, God's creative word coming out of the mouth of a preacher, preaching to you eternal life. Amen. Preaching to you perfection. Amen. But it will never work until you take the thoughts that being preached and become the thoughts that being preached. You've got to accept the thoughts that being preached. Because the man of God is not preaching his own thoughts. He's preaching God's thoughts. And God is creating you, himself in you by his word. Some of those Elvis impersonators really believe they're Elvis. They sing like him. They look like him. Walk like him. Talk like him. Because they've convinced themselves. They're Elvis or they incarnated with Elvis. And so if that happens in a negative aspect, what about a positive? What about a positive? If you take all the things, I'm a super church. I am of a super seed. Hello? Hello? Let me find that scripture I've got here. Because we realize, amen, that God has already told us that, amen, that he is the high priest of our profession. Hebrews 3:1. The high priest, and brother, I said that word profession is confession. Amen. Hallelujah! And when we begin to take God's thoughts and start confessing it, it has nothing to do with the way you feel. It ain't got nothing to do with the way you feel. It's taking that confession and working it. Working it. I don't care if you just fell. I don't care if you just had a fall. You come back and say, Satan, you are a liar. I am the seed of God. I am virtuous. I am holy. I am righteous. Not because of my own self, but because of the blood of Jesus Christ. You got to think that way. If you think you can't be saved, you will not be saved. If you think you're lost, you are lost. Right? Come on, that's what Brother Lamb said. He said you can be saved and you can actually think and believe in your heart that you're not. He said at that moment you just lost it. Because your thoughts are whether you are. Listen, this is what I was telling somebody. I said, don't you understand? Christians make it so difficult. Message people put it that way. You're supposed to be resting now. Instead of wrestling. Right? It's true. You're supposed to be. Calvary is so simple, and yet we make it so complicated. Then what's so difficult about this? He became our sin that we might become the righteousness of God. He took your place. You take his. Hallelujah. That's what he wants to see out of you and me, that we would take his place. Brother Branham said it like this. He said, you can't believe part of it and don't believe the other part. You got to believe the whole thing. And if I'm the righteousness of God, you got to say that. I am the righteousness of God. And when Satan comes to your mind with evil thoughts, I am the righteousness of God. Hallelujah! You got to convince, I'll put it this way, once you continue to meditate on it, confess it, then the angels of the Lord go, the priest, high priest is Lord. You hear what he's confessing, right? That's your word. That's your thought. We got to make this happen. Hallelujah! We got to make this happen. Now, you don't believe it works? It even works in the natural realm. You get that runner. It might be 100 runners out there. But there's one runner that really believes he's the winner. And 9 times out of 10, he'll be that. Right? Because he knows. It's just something that, this is mine. He believes it. You know what? He's going to run like he never ran before. He sees somebody in front of me. He says, no, you can't stay there because I'm the winner. Right? He's moving like that. Amen. Even if he feels like if I die at the finishing line, I'll at least be the winner. He is convinced, and so is the believer. I am bride. How do you know? God says so. Hallelujah. I'm in the resurrection. How do you know? Because God says so. I am the very, not type of Rebecca. I am the Rebecca. How do you know? God says so. You got to put yourself in the Word. In the thoughts of God, saturate yourself with the Word. If you don't like reading, get you a tape that just read it for you. Y'all hear what I'm saying? But it's so important that you get yourself out of your own thoughts. Listen, according to the Word of God of Romans 1:17, it says, for therein the righteousness of God revealeth from faith to faith. As it is written, the just shall live by faith. Hello? And faith is when you can call those things that be not as though they were. Is that right? Faith looks into the unseen. And he's calling it even though he doesn't see it. Right? He calls it as though it is. Oh, you say, well, brother, I got a cancer. No. I don't have it. My body might have one. But I don't have one. Y'all understand me? You got to put it in the right perspective. Oh, I'm not sick. My body is. But I got a remedy for that. Why? The Bible said, with his stripes I am healed. If you can take the thoughts of God and literally place it in your heart, guess what? You become the thought. You say, well, what do you mean, Brother Woods? Let me ask you a question. Those of you who have the Holy Ghost, how do you know? Oh, I know I got the Holy Ghost because I spoke in tongues, huh? Oh, I know I got it because I shouted, huh? Oh, I know it, amen, because I ran up and down the aisle, huh? Oh, I know I got it because I'm a preacher. No, by faith, you caught God's thought of salvation. You placed it in a place that you've never even seen before. You believed it. And because you received the thought, it caused your body, your soul, your spirit to react to it. And now you know that you know that you know. And nobody can take it from you. Because you called his thoughts. Hello, somebody. You called his thoughts. Holy Ghost came in. Let me tell you something. The Holy Ghost can come into you just as fast as the devil leaves. The devil leaves at a split second. God comes in. That's what the Bible said. God comes in just as fast as the devil leaves. Y'all hear what I'm saying? You know, we say, oh, my, we just got to wait. No! Receive the word. Receive the thoughts of God, and it'll make itself work in you. Brother Branham said, even if you don't have the Holy Ghost, you ought to adopt a baby. Did y'all know that? Yes, that's what he said. Look up, adopt a baby. He said, make the Holy Ghost. He said, if you don't have it, he said, just, I ain't talking about adopt a natural baby. He said, adopt it. Say, I got it. I don't care how, oh, devil, I don't care how many times I falter. I got it. I got the Holy Ghost. When you do that, why? Because God said so. And when you do that, the high priest come down and he, boom, he gives it to you. Because you have confessed it with your mouth and you believed it in your heart. He has to make it come to pass. Is that right? He goes on to talk about how women who can't have a baby, when they adopt a baby, he said it makes it easy. They become relaxed. So when you adopt it, you become easy and relaxed, and then you get the real genuine. Think about it. We're living in an age of technology, right? We was talking about that today, how we're getting so lazy. We just want to use our brain. Your mind is so powerful. Like Brother Branham said, he stood there and he moved that light back and forth, back and forth. The young girl says, did you do that? No, did is that the devil or God? Which one did it? He said, neither. I did it. Power of thought. Hello? Goes beyond this physical realm. This is earthbound. Hello? Astronauts learn how to go beyond this to get things accomplished. Hallelujah! You say, well, what do you mean, brother? These waters that were coming down, amen, have been stopped because some astronauts got to praying. Y'all hear what I'm saying? And because of that, amen, I said, Lord, I think we all prayed the same way. We didn't care how I stopped it. Stop the leak, stop the rain. You know what I mean? However you do it, Lord, stop the water. God did it. Hallelujah! He did what the buckets couldn't do. Y'all hear what I'm saying? And we fail to see how powerful it is. Let's put it this way. Brother Brown says, a call come in, pray for this person way over there, across the seas and across America. He said, Jesus, Lord Jesus, you're there too. I don't have to travel there. My prayers will. Y'all hear what I'm saying? My prayers will. Is that scripture? Jairus said, you don't have to pray. Speak the word. Hallelujah. Let me hear your thoughts concerning this, and I believe it. Hallelujah. Brother Branham said, thus saith the Lord, he'll live. That couple said, praise God, God done heal my child. That nurse said, I beg your pardon. Never have this heartbeat gone down that long and somebody come back up. The man said, well, I'm sorry, missy. You just looking at this thing according to the way you were taught. Science told you that. Huh? But see, I got a promise. Hallelujah! I got a promise! Now you got to understand, you got to go to the grave believing you're going to get up. If you don't go down believing you're going to get up, you won't get up. Y'all hear what I'm saying? If you don't go down believing you're going to get up, you won't get up. Amen. Y'all hear what I'm saying? That's why they always, brother, say, you watch a man when he get ready to leave, you want to see where his hat, where he's going.
Come on, somebody. Amen. I was just listening to how people, when you know where you're going, hallelujah, death don't fear you. Death don't scare you. Is that right? You know where you're going. Death, listen, let me tell you something. Brother Lennon said, even death is a gift of grace. Did y'all know that? He said, look at me. He was 50-something years old at that time. He said, just think if I get another, let me just use a number, 60, 70 more years. Can you imagine what you look like? If you and I lived 150 years, 160, look at the way I look now. I'm just 58. Put another 50 or another 100 on that. I'll be begging death to come. Y'all hear what I'm saying? So death in itself is a portion of grace that literally takes you out of this dying world into the living world. Paul wasn't afraid of it because we understand by the resurrection that the power of death would take it away. So why would I be afraid if God said there is no power in it? Why should I be afraid of it? Oh, come on, somebody. You and I must understand there's a power in our thoughts. You say that ain't true. You don't even realize what you got. Just like those people there was paying Dorcas. They were praying, amen, for Peter to get out of jail. All of a sudden, Peter comes to the house, knock, knock, knock. They didn't even realize they prayer. What was prayer? Outward prayer. Lord, deliver him. Lord, this. They spoke the word. Whatever they were doing, it convinced God to dispatch the angel down there.
Amen.
Hello, somebody. Amen. Whatever they were doing, amen, it dispatched an angel down there and God freed them. And they were shocked. You don't think it's your thoughts. Let me show you something that you do all the time and don't even realize the power of it. You can think about a brother just like that and the phone will ring. You summons them by your thoughts. Oh, yeah. How many times did it happen? Amen. You're thinking about somebody and beep, there they are on the phone. My wife was just talking about somebody the other day. It was my brother Cam, I believe. Wondering how his wife, she started talking. The phone rang. It was Brother Cam. Huh? Thoughts. They travel just like that. That's why he said, amen. The prophet God said, when we get there, we'll travel like a thought. All you got to do is think about it, and you're there. You say, that can't operate here. It can. Hallelujah. You got to recognize, amen, what Jesus did before he even died. He walked on the water. How did he walk on the water except he believed that he was God of the water? Hello, somebody. He was God. How did he rebuke those winds and waves? He spoke his thoughts concerning them. Peace be still. And they had to obey him because his word was God. Hallelujah! And you and I, I just almost can't finish this because there's so much, and I won't tonight, but listen, we look at this thing, and you see, we don't understand why it's so important that our conversation remain in such a holy place. Because once it's dead, there is nothing impossible for you to achieve. Nothing. Why? Because you catch his thoughts. A situation comes up, you know it. Right? Listen, we say, I got to pray through. But when you already prayed up, you thinking like God. You walking like God. You talking like God. Amen. You know God's instructions for you. Hello? If you haven't been there, it is possible. You say, oh, Brother Brooks, I don't know about that. I don't know about that. But let me put it this way, because I've got another portion I want to probably minister tomorrow. So I'm not going to be really long tonight. But let me put it this way. How many of you would have turned back and faced death like Peter? Peter was ready to go on and minister. Holy Spirit says, go back, you must die. And Peter goes back and he's crucified. Right? And somehow Peter says, I'm not even worthy to be crucified upright like my my Lord, turn me upside down. Hello, somebody. How many of you would have done that? How many of you? God said, Paul, you've got to get on this ship. It's going to have a wreck. It's going to have a wreck, Paul. But don't worry about it. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Don't worry about it. All would be saved. You know what? Your thoughts would say, Lord, I would that this cup pass from me. It's the truth. But Paul was so in line with God. He went on the ship, and when the wind began to beat itself up against the boat and everything else, he was so convinced they were going to be saved, he told those people, remain on the ship. Don't you go nowhere. The angel said he'll save those that's on the ship. Stay there.
Sometimes it looked like that's the way church is reeling and rocking. But you stay there. God will save you. Amen. You cannot allow your thoughts to interfere with God's thoughts concerning you. Turn with me to Jeremiah 29. I hope you're being blessed. It's much more to it. I'm just skimming it, folks. I'm trying so hard to yield to the Holy Spirit so you can get what he's thinking of you. Understand this. You cannot make heaven with bad thoughts. Because that's what happened to Lucifer. God caught him. Why? Because his thoughts were contrary to God's thoughts. That's how Eve fell. Because she accepted thoughts that was contrary to God's thoughts. Hello, somebody. Amen. So you got to realize the devil, he knows how to bring in thoughts on you. Huh? Y'all heard me say this before. If you had a problem, let's say you had a problem drinking. You know, and I'm just using this as a scenario. He said, oh, my goodness, I'm so stressful. I just feel like taking me a drink. You know what you need to tell him? You go head on, because I'm the righteousness of God. Y'all hear what I'm saying? What he does, he put it in the first person to make you think that's what you're thinking. He's a liar. He's a deceiver. And he'll take the very voice that you have and use it against you to make you think that's you talking or you thinking. And it's not you. You don't think with your head. You think with your heart. If it's a negative thought coming from here, you know it's the devil and it's not you. It's when it comes from here you ought to be concerned. Is that all right? Amen. Lord. You know, and it's a shame. I tell people it's a shame. You know, I've seen the power of God, move in this place. And I've seen the power of God move in my church in Iowa. And I tell you what, I tell my people the same way. It's a shame to what we're allowing Satan to cool us off. Well, the church ain't the way it used to be. What? You know when you say that? You're talking about yourself? You're talking about yourself because you're part of the church. I can stomp my toe right now and my mouth will say, ah! Because that toe is a part of me. If I want revival, guess what? I can start revival. How? With me. Hallelujah. Amen. You don't wait somebody else. Amen. Brother Brown said, revival is getting the trash out of your life. You can't have a revival until you get the trash out of your life. Then when you get the trash out of your life, then revival starts. Because it puts you in a place to pray for everybody else. Oh, come on, somebody. It's true anyhow. Let me move on by the grace of God. Here, just a few more minutes and I'm going to be closing. Listen, he says here in Jeremiah 29. I want you to can you receive this? The 11th verse. Can you receive this? We hear this all the time. All the time. For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord. Thoughts of peace, not of evil, to give you an expected end. I'm expecting it. His thoughts about me is good, but Brother Brooks, you don't look like you don't live like you ought to. I don't have to in that sense because he did it for me. Y'all understand me? No, I'm not going to go out here and willfully sin. But when I come up short, I got my back covered. Y'all hear what I'm saying? He's already covered me. Can you imagine how busy God would be if he had to put blood on the door, on the altar every time you mess up? Once and for all. Once and for all. Hello, somebody. And you don't think he was going to, you just, well, brother, I don't sin. Iniquity is sin. Iniquity is when you know to do good and you don't do it. How many of us? You think iniquity is just, you know, a lot of times people think, well, iniquity is stealing and lying and all that. You know what iniquity can be? If God say, go buy your wife some flowers, and you say, Lord, I don't feel like it. Is that right? That's what iniquity is. God talking to you and you refuse to do it. You know it's God. Yeah, it's the truth. Wives, you tired, and the Lord speak to you and say, go give your husband a kiss. He ain't gave me, man. I've been home with these children all day. Why, I got to do it. He ought to be coming over here and kissing me. Y'all know I know what I'm talking about. Hallelujah! That's iniquity. You knew to do it, but you wouldn't do it. Because you allowed your thoughts to overrule God's thoughts. And you say, God don't talk to you? Hallelujah. Come on, it's those little things, those simple things. Like God says, you know, go pray about 10, 15 minutes. You say, okay, Lord, let me do this first. Oh, don't ever do that. Because if you do that, the doorbell going to ring, the phone going to ring, the dog going to bark. You miss God just that quick. You place your thought above his. Y'all hear what I'm saying? I'm trying to tell you this is a spiritual thing I'm working with. It's not carnal, it's spiritual. How many of you would have done like Brother Branham did on that plane and you gotta go? He said, keep walking. Oh Lord, I gotta catch my plane. He kept walking into a bad neighborhood. It's the truth. In the dark. At night. And God said, keep on walking. In a place he's never walked before. And he's constantly keeping his mind on God. I'm so glad to say that I'm one of them. Hallelujah. Sometimes you got to do something to keep it there. But he was obedient. Y'all hear what I'm saying? He was obedient. Amen. So look, he goes on and says, then ye shall call upon me, and ye shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you. Here it is. And ye shall seek me and find me when ye shall search for me with all your heart. Now, I want you to see this, because you say, Lord, how am I going to do this? But look what he says. I will be found of you, saith the Lord. In other words, when you go seek me, let me tell you something. You cannot seek God with all your heart until God anoints you to seek him with all your heart. He has to, you see, because otherwise it becomes your work. And you got to say, God, give me the grace to seek you with all my heart. Your thought has been made clear to me that I must seek you with all my heart. Lord, give my heart the desire to seek you with all my heart. I'm almost done. Because I want you to understand that you are the thoughts manifested. God's thoughts manifested right now. But you know what the problem is? And this is where I was telling Brother Cam this the other day. Brother Branham said it like this. He says, he basically, Jesus began to slow down or stop the healing, or the supernatural, use that word, supernatural, long to teach
them, to teach them. So I thought, oh my goodness. So he stopped it to teach them. Teach them what? Except you eat the flesh and drink the blood of the Son of Man, you have no life in you. Except you eat the flesh and drink the blood, except you study and read and eat the flesh of this message, you have no life in you. Now, don't get me wrong. The message is the word. Huh? Oh, see? Some of y'all don't even know what I'm saying. Because y'all got this thing divided. It's not divided. If you divide it, you're in trouble. Maybe you don't understand everything, but it ain't divided. See, if you don't know, listen, let me put it this way, people. You got to know what a prophet is. He can't speak his own thoughts. Let me leave that alone. All I can tell you is that either you're going to eat this or you're not. And the Bible says, eat the whole book. That's all I can tell you. You're going to eat the whole book. I'm not talking about a man saying. I'm talking about God saying. And now, let me put it this way. Because here, how are you going to get a completion? Oh, let me move on. So anyway, by the grace of God, I felt some things there. That's, I don't know what else to say. I have to tell it like he says it. So I when you look at the thoughts of God, how are you going to know God's thoughts for your day? How do you know God's thoughts for your day? How do you know about a bride? How do you know about the Rebecca and the Isaac and all of this stuff? How do you know that? Did you just study that on your own? Did you come up with it? Or did God send it? That's all I'm saying. And if Revelations, amen, tell us, take this little book and eat the whole book, what is he working with? You can't go across the world in a Noah's Ark. I don't care how much lamb blood you put on the doorpost and lamb, they ain't going to save you. That's a different day. So there's a message for your day that you must eat. Because you become what you eat, people. You become what you eat. It's so easily said and done. It really is. And I almost done lost where I was going. But let me put it this, let me close on this. It was such a negative thing that came just now that kind of threw me off here. But nevertheless, I want to say this by the grace of God. The bride will be without spot, wrinkle, or blemish. She understands the voice of her shepherd. She hears his voice. She knows the thoughts concerning her. Listen, I'm not standing here hoping to be in the rapture. I'm already there. Oh, I'm not, oh Lord, I just hope I'm a bride. No, I am there. You say, well, brother, how you know? Because he said so. When this word can become personal to you and speak to you directly as if you're the only one, you got it. Y'all hear what I'm saying? If this word can come to you and speak to you as if you're the only one, you got it. Am I making sense? It ain't a group thing. It's a personal thing that God does. Oh, you can catch his thoughts and you know what he desires. You know what he wants, right? You understand it, amen. And you know, it's like Esther, she understood the mind of the king. That's what made her perform. That's why I know a lot of people haven't caught his mind. Under the seventh seal, it's a place of worship. Hello? It was Esther to worship. She knew the king's thought. She understood what he likes and she went for it. She knew what pleased him, and she got what she wanted because she pleased him. And I'm going to tell you something, people of God. When you catch the thought of this thing, amen, and really see where you are, it'll take all this fear away from you. It'll give you a stronger defense system. It'll put you in a place, amen, no man can touch you. No doctrine can harm you. Amen. You recognize who you are. Hell, is that right? Amen. People say, let me put it this way. They say it like this. Let me say it like this. How can a sheep be too sheepish? Right. You are who you are. Amen. Oh, I got a good message tomorrow. But I'm going to tell you, you are who you are.
Is that right? You say, well, oh, Brother Brooks, I'm not fully understanding. Maybe you're not. But just think about it. Just go home and meditate on it. Because it's not difficult. All I'm telling you is this: the Word of God, before it was on page, was God's thoughts. And you were in here. God so blessed us in this message. He goes and he takes, just like he did John, he takes our prophet beyond the curtain of time and he says, I saw you there. Now he's talking to everybody basically that listens and is under his ministry. He said, I saw you there. Now I don't mean no harm. If that can't become personal to you, I don't know what to tell you. But when I saw you there, must be there. I saw you, must become you. And if you cannot put you in a millions of millions, I don't know what to tell you. Right? You know, we're not scared of the devil. We're not afraid of him anymore because we recognize who we are. Now, listen, let me say it like this, and I'm trying to close, but let me put it this way. If God so love you, he's going to keep you from the great tribulation. How do you think he's going to allow Satan to just do you any kind of way? But he cannot work properly in your life without faith. If you don't have faith in him, he cannot operate properly in your life. It's your thoughts concerning God. Like I said, if you are in bondage, it's because of your own thoughts. Because the word has already said you're free. When it comes to healing, same thing. God has already healed you. He can't come and heal you again. When it comes to deliverance, you already delivered. He cannot come and deliver you again. Y'all hear what I'm saying? It's your own thoughts. Because Satan has convinced you in your mind that the change hasn't taken place. You go by your feelings, you go by your emotions, you go by your eyes, and God has already told us a long time ago, never go by that. You go by the word. It ain't what you feel, it ain't what you see. Huh? Oh, Brother Branham, I thought you said God heal me. He said, I thought you said you believe. Right? God had already declared he could see. But it was his own faith that hindered him. He couldn't receive the thought. He received it here, but not in his heart. And once that comes from here, listen, let me say it. If you lose up here, you're going to lose down there. You got to win up here first before you be a winner here. Let's stand. Let's stand, people. When we look at this thing and you say, oh, I tell you what, this message liberated me. It really liberated me in so many ways. You say, well, Brother Brooks, I confess what I am. I don't care what it looks like. I may stumble just a minute and I'm back on track because I know who I am. I'm not talking about your fleshly man. Your fleshly man condemned. I'm talking the inner man that Paul said, no, I ain't never did that. Huh? That's what I'm talking about. My inner man ain't never did it. Fleshly man, because of the spirits that's out there, Satan can anoint that dimension of you. Right? Come on, somebody. He can anoint that dimension of you. He can put thoughts in your head, and if you allow him to, he can convince you that you're something that you're not. And God has been trying over and over through the preaching of the word to tell you who you are, and we'll allow it to just go to the head. Satan comes and he steals it out of our head and never gets to our heart. It ain't God's fault. Hello? But God is willing to grant us grace if we will repent from our thoughts concerning us. I can remember the time Samuel came along to anoint Jesse's children. 7 sons. He passed them by. They looked at how the height and how good looking they were, you know, how much muscle they had. Surely this is the one. Surely this is the one. Surely. Samuel said, nope, nope, no, no. He passed 7 of them. He said, surely you got another one.
somewhere there's another one because God sent me here. Go find him. Where is he? Oh, he's a little shepherd boy. He's out there tending the sheep. Come on, somebody. Maybe you look like you ain't nothing, but God done reject 7 church ages to get to you. Amen. He done reject 7 to get to you. You don't look like much, but he knows what's in the heart. Hallelujah. He said, man judges the outward appearance. He said, but I look at the reins of the heart. Hey, somebody. Anoint him, y'all. Anoint David. That's why brother, I say, are there any more Davids around here? Here's one, Lord. Here's one, Lord. I'm a giant slayer. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. Don't you understand? That's why we were placed in this age. We're the greatest of all ages. The greatest of all ages. Every age was chosen, but we're the greatest of all ages. Y'all hear what I'm saying? We are the greatest of all ages. There is no other age could have done what we're doing. Nobody. Nobody in Ephesus and all of them. If you put them in our age, they'll fail. They couldn't handle this. But God took the scum of the earth. And he knew your heart and he brings it in and said, but they'll receive my thoughts. You see, I've designed them to be so. I spoke it to be so. And my words are not come back void. Y'all hear what I'm saying? Listen, people, I have a confidence in God. That's all I got. That's all I have. I can't save myself. I can't save others. All I can do is trust in his salvation. Is that right? And that's what the word of God said. Amen. David said, Lord, restore to me the joy of thy, not mine, thy salvation. That word is thy. You got to recognize it's God's salvation first before it becomes yours. God saved you, and that's why you're saved, and that's why it's yours. Huh? So you and I must realize, amen, trust God, people. Lord, help me with the word. Strengthen me in the word. Let me lay in the presence of the Son. 50 years has passed. 62, amen, a virgin bride. He said an infant bride was being born. Look what time it is now. Right? Amen. Don't you think there's supposed to be some maturity coming here? How do you know a person mature? Is matured by their mind. Right? They could be in an adult body with the mind of a child. But they can be a child with the mind of an adult. The maturity comes with the individual. And so God is saying, listen, be mature in your mind. And how are you going to mature into the word except you receive it? Except you believe it and trust it with all your heart. That's it. There ain't nothing else God sent for. Right now is character building time. There ain't nothing else that you can do. That's it. God put us in this age and all he told us to do was eat. Is that the word? That's all he told us. Eat. Eat the book. Eat. And if you eat it, it will take care of itself. All right. Let's pray. Father God, we come before you. As humble as we know how, Lord, we thank you for your grace and your mercy. We realize, our Father, that our thoughts are heard louder in heaven than our words. Father, we want our thoughts always to line up with your words. Father, we want to become your thoughts. We want to line up to your thoughts. Even as your son, dear Jesus, said, Lord, I would that this cup pass from me. He knew the word. He knew the word, Lord. And yet the word proceeded out of his mouth, even as it was written by the psalmist. Lord, God, let this cup pass from me. But nevertheless, Lord, not my will. Not my thoughts. Let your thoughts be done. And he surrendered himself to your thoughts, Lord. He surrendered himself to your word. The Bible said he even became obedient to the death of the cross. Father God, may the bride of Jesus Christ be that way. We'll surrender our thoughts, Lord. We'll surrender our ways to you, Father God, and trusting, Father, that you would pour in your thoughts, pour in your waves of thoughts to us that we'll know exactly what to do and where to go.
Help us here this evening, Lord. We've come short, many of us, if not all of us, of this glory. This glory to have you, Lord, as the thinker, the headship in our heart. Help us here, God. We submit to you, Lord. We surrender to you. We rededicate our lives to you.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, God, help us here tonight. Change us in our ways and our thinking. Grant it, Father. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. Amen. You ought to come in here the next service with the mindset that I'm coming in here with fire and I'm going to set everybody else on fire that ain't on fire. Don't wait on nobody else. Don't wait on nobody else. Amen. You come in here, amen, with a charge. I don't care if they strain their neck like everybody said, with like a crane or something to look at you. And they look at you too hard. You say, if you think that bad, watch this. Do a run. I know it sounds fanatical, but I'm going to tell you, God loves that. God loves that. This is, like I said, this is the seven seal worship. Under the seventh seal, don't you know that's supposed to be the loudest thing? John said, heaven and earth heard me. Underneath the earth. This quiet stuff is not of God. I'm going to tell you that now. It is not of God. That is not how we're supposed to be worshiping now. You don't see no sign up in here, be still and know that I'm God. Because some people believe it that way. This is supposed to be a real noisy crew. But you see what we've allowed? Message thoughts instead of God's thoughts. What people have interpreted to us what God wanted. And every time I listen to the tape, the services are louder on the tape than it is in my own church. People screaming and hollering more on the tapes than you have in regular service. You don't hear Brother Branham rebuking them. He said, if I didn't get a sycamore, amen, I know something was wrong.
Amen.
Hello, y'all hear what I'm saying? Hey, come on, somebody. If nobody else is in the presence, you be in there. Can I share one more thought? And I'm going to turn it over to the pastor. But don't you know that rod that budded? A male tree do not produce fruit. And Aaron takes that rod and put it in the holies of holies. A dead rod. Didn't know whether it was male or female. Because it was in the presence of his husband. Mine. Hallelujah! That dead rod comes along and it began to sprout leaves and flowers. All of a sudden, almonds. What was it? It was a female rod. Okay. It was a type of the bride, people. It was a type of the bride. And the whole time that rod was being used to defeat the devil. Hallelujah! All along, the bride comes out a winner, but at the end of the day, she might look dead. All you got to do is get behind the veil. Hallelujah! And you'll see the Holy Spirit move in you like it never moved before. That rod never do anything. All it had to do was be in the presence. That's all you got to do is be in the presence. It will produce itself. It will make love to you. Let's sing this song as our pastor comes. I'm so happy. We're going to get you there if you ain't. I'm so happy. I'm so happy. Oh, I'm happy, 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 happy. I'm so happy. I'm so happy. Oh, Jesus is the friend of mine. Oh, yeah.
peace in my mind, and I'm so happy. I'm so happy. Oh, Jesus is the bread of mine. Hold it for a moment. You know why I got you singing this? So you can believe it. It's changing the atmosphere. Right? Because when I said let's sing, I'm so happy, y'all didn't feel happy. I could feel it like something just went out the room. Boom. See how we whipped the devil, right? Let's whip him some more. I'm so happy. I'm so happy. Oh, I'm happy, happy, happy. Come on, brother. Happy, happy, happy. And I'm so happy. Oh, I'm so happy. Oh, Jesus is a friend.
Happy to pray with you tonight. But if you're feeling really happy while we're singing I'm so happy, then we understand we're just going to act happy then, aren't we? Well, I'm so happy. I'm so happy. I'm so happy, 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 happy. I'm so happy. I'm so happy. Is a friend of mine. I'm so happy. I'm so happy. Well, I'm so happy. Well, I'm so happy, 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 happy. I'm so happy. Well, I'm so happy. Oh, Jesus is a friend of mine. Oh, is he yours? Brooks told me earlier he had a sermon. I'll tell you what, he had a sermon. Praise God. I just pray that you've been blessed by the word of God tonight. I tell you, I don't know how long it was, but it wasn't that long, was it? Praise the living God. My state of mind went to heavenly places. Praise God. That's where the thoughts shook us. Amen. Amen. Now, just looking at identification, how privileged are you to receive the message like this? Amen. It's just like the brother saying, you know, we're wanting to have the full Father. We have the Holy Ghost. We got all this. And then look at what God placed you in. We're trying to say, God, look at this. And you can't even see what God's already put in. Amen. You're wondering who you are when you have the revealed word right here before you. The whole world's looking at what is the spoken word, and you say, I know what the spoken word is. I love it as we were talking to Brother Brooks earlier. He said, I didn't know nothing about the pillar of fire until I come to this message. But don't you get it? You wouldn't have a clue about the pillar of fire
with a pillar of fire, but he placed a pillar of fire with you. Amen. Let this mind be in you that was in Christ Jesus. What? Who being in the form of God thought it not robbery to be equal with God? Don't you realize when Joshua caught the mind of God, what did he catch? God did not come and tell him that.
No, sir.
He caught the thought of God.
Amen.
And look, the scripture said that never before or after did God hearken to a man.
Amen.
Hearken to a man.
Amen.
But all he caught was the thought of God.
Amen.
That's why God hearkened. You mean a man without the Holy Ghost? Could catch the literal thought of God and manifest that thought. And here we are with the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Speak, bride. Hallelujah. Church, you know where God's place you at. I tell you what, the Holy Ghost knew it was on my mind all week long. God knows it's been on my mind for a long time. I say, God, I got to quit being negative. God, I got to quit thinking any negative thought at all about anything, about anyone. Say anything. God comes up in here. You know it's the truth. Because we have the creative element of God right here. And God's moving us into position to what? To be the microphone of God. But you don't understand. Because what? Power without character is satanic. So God is requiring the faith principle of positive to come forth from you before he can place the spoken word on you. I mean, be honest with you, that creates the spoken word. I mean, that's what it is. When everything becomes positive, that is the creative element. So the thing you're lacking is not, remember, it's not a lack of revelation outside of the fact that you don't have a revelation of what you are. Because what you are is God. How can you say anything different than what God said if you are that attribute? The attribute speaks of what it is. And then it creates. I bet we're going to have a lot of thoughtful people here. Amen. We're going to do everything we can, right? But God really, really gave us a word today. How happy should we be? I wish I was a preacher. Maybe someday I'll be one. Glory to God. Woo! Somebody talking behind me? We're in heavenly places, church. We have to understand this. Now we are the sons of God. Here we are. It's time. The whole world looks negative. So when we focus on the world, we become negative. And here we have. That's remember what we preached just a little bit ago, church, about Thyatira. They didn't care about politics. They didn't care about any of that stuff, anything about the world going on. But in order to spread their gospel, they only counted on the production of what they are from the Word. They let the Word speak for itself. Oh, God, help us. Yeah, he's still got a phone. I know what God's doing now. God, give me strength. Praise God. You love God? Let's sing that song one more time. ever invite Brother Dave up here? I'm feeling pretty happy. Amen. You love God? Let's give God a round of applause. He deserves it. Hallelujah! Love you, Lord! Praise God! Praise God! Hey. I'm so happy. I'm so happy. Well, I'm so happy, 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 happy. I'm so happy. Well, I'm so happy. God. There ain't no God. You can search all the world around. You'll never find a God like this God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's sing that song. My God is awesome. My God is awesome. Keep me in the valley. Hide me from the rain.
Hallelujah! Yes!
My God is awesome. He heals me when I'm broken. Strength where I've been weakened. Forever He will reign. My God is awesome. Oh Lord, You're awesome. You're awesome, Lord! You're awesome. You are awesome. My God is awesome. Savior of the whole world. Giver of salvation.
Oh, yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
My God is awesome. Today I am forgiven. His grace is why I'm living. Praise His holy name. My God is awesome. Oh Lord, You're awesome. You are awesome. You're awesome.
Sing it again.
My God is awesome. Oh Lord, You're awesome.
You're awesome, Lord.
Awesome, You are all.
He's mighty.
My God is mighty. Oh Lord, You're mighty. You are mighty. You're mighty. My God is awesome. He can move mountains. Keep me in the valley. Hide me from the rain. My God is awesome. Heals me when I'm broken.
I've been weakened, forever He will reign. My God is awesome. Lord, You're awesome. You are awesome. You're awesome. Say again, He's awesome. My God is awesome. Oh, Lord, You're awesome. Hallelujah. You are awesome. You are awesome. My God is awesome. Savior of the whole world, giver of salvation, by His stripes I'm here. Hallelujah. Yes. My God is awesome. Hey, I am forgiven. His face is why I'm living. Praise His holy name. My God is awesome. Lord, You're awesome. You are awesome. Lord, You're awesome. He's worthy. He's worthy. My God is worthy. You are worthy. Forever worthy. You are worthy. He's holy. My God is holy. He is holy. He is holy. Yes, He's holy. My God is awesome. Savior of the whole world. Giver of salvation. By His stripes I'm healed. My God is awesome. Today I am forgiven. His grace is why I'm living. So I'll praise His holy name. My God is awesome. Lord, You're awesome. You are awesome. You are awesome. He's awesome, God. You are awesome, forever awesome. You are awesome. He's awesome. My God is awesome. You are awesome. You are awesome. You are awesome. Sing it again. He's awesome. My God is awesome. Oh, He is awesome, forever awesome. He's awesome, awesome. He's awesome. He's awesome. Oh, hallelujah. He's awesome. Awesome. Amen. Give your God some praise. Hallelujah.
And how great is our God. Oh, sing with me, how great is our God. And all will see how great is our God. And how great. Is our God. Oh, and all will see how great. great is our God, and how great is our God. Oh, yes, sing with me, how great is our God, and all will see how great, how great. Let it rain. Let it rain. Let it rain. I feel the rains of your love. I feel the winds of your spirit. And now the heartbeat of heaven, let us hear. I feel the rains of your love. I feel the winds of your spirit. And now the heartbeat of heaven, let us hear. Just open the floodgates of heaven and let it rain. Let it rain. Oh, just open the floodgates of heaven. Let it rain. Let it rain. Amen. Thank you, Lord. And Holy Spirit, rain down. Rain down. You're my comforter and friend. How I need your touch again and again. Holy Spirit, rain down. Oh, rain down. Let your power fall and let your voice be heard. Come and change our hearts as we stand on your word. Holy Spirit, oh, rain down. Oh, Holy Spirit, rain down. Rain down. My comforter and friend. Hallelujah, Lord. How I need your touch again and again. Holy Spirit, rain down. Lord, just rain down. Oh, come. Comforter and friend. Oh, how I need your touch again and again. Holy Spirit, rain down. Oh, rain down. Let your power. Let your power fall. Let your voice be heard. Come and change our hearts as we stand on your word. Holy Spirit, Lord, reign. All eyes have seen. And our eyes have seen, and our ears have heard. Yes, we have known what God has in store. So open up heaven, open it wide over your church and over our lives. And Holy Spirit, rain down. Rain down. This is is my desire to honor you, Lord, with all my heart, I worship you. Yes, and all that is within me, Lord, I give you praise, and all that I adore is in you. Lord, I give you, and Lord, I give you my heart, I give you my soul. Yes, I live for you alone. Every breath that I take, every moment I'm awake, have your way in me. Lord, I give you my heart, I give you my soul. And I live for you alone. Every breath that I take, every moment I'm awake, Lord, have your way in me. This is my desire, and this is my desire to honor you. And Lord, with all my heart, I worship you. And all that is within me, Lord, I give you praise, and all that I adore is in you. Lord, I give you, and Lord, I give you my heart, I give you my soul.